listening to.
You're listening to.
You are listening to.
You're listening to.
Again, and you're listening.
You're listening to.
Active FM.
To Active FM.
To Active FM.
To FM.
To Active FM.
Hello! I'm so excited to do this show. So, you tuned in to the live show here on Zoom, and for once you can see us.
And I hope this is like a once-off thing. Because you know me, I'm camera shy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sure, okay. Well, I think I'm not camera shy, but I can remember like doing my very first podcast by myself. Like, can I tell you what happened? I had 3 topics. And I used to do the live show, or like, I was always doing the live show, but like, at some point, I don't know what I was doing. I can't even remember. But I know I had like 3 topics, and they were all for different shows, and I finished all 3 topics in one show, and it still wasn't enough to talk about. So after that, I was depressed. I was just like, radio is not for me. Podcasting is not for me. I could really do presenting. I could really do TV. I could really do like visual media, but like podcasting is not for me.
Wait, how long was your first recording for the shows?
I think my first, oh my gosh, my first recording was 7 years ago. My very first ever recording, because Active FM wasn't always, I'm not even joking, for Active FM, I've been a DJ for 7 years. Oh my gosh. So, before, one of the original DJs for Active FM was Boneka, DJ Aqua, and there was another guy by the name of Dumisani. So they used to do Active FM, but Active FM didn't have like the different shows and stuff you can listen to, like the sports show, like the political show, you know, like All Things Girls and the Mom's Show with Denise and Tando. You didn't have all that stuff. What you had was like one podcast. So it was just one podcast, and we'd get together once a month and we would record for the next like 4 weeks worth of podcast in one day. And it was so funny because like we had all this equipment we have now is not what we had then. You know, you have those recording boxes. I don't know if you've ever seen those, the recording boxes. Okay, so we had the recording boxes, and then you would have like a mic, but there were only 2 mics because there was 2 presenters in the beginning. I was added on as the 3rd presenter. So there were only 2 presenters at the beginning, so I would have to share a mic with one of them, which was very awkward and also very difficult, because if you wanted to say something, you had to have the mic passed to you, and then you would speak. And so it was just like a lot. And sometimes people forget to pass the mic because they're not used to having DJ number 3 on the set. So, and also like you, like it was just a lot. But it was a very good starting point. And then we now know our producer, Kayla. She took over Active FM, and she jazzed everything. Like, she shook everything up. So, funny enough, this is a story time about how I started podcasting now. So, what then happened is that she shook things up. She gave us different topics. She's like, hey, listen, I think you'd do great if you did this topic. I think you'd do great if you did this topic. And I did the love show, and there was fashion. There was like, I think it was like 4 or 5 shows in the beginning. And then the brand grew and grew and grew. Now we've got like a whole lot of DJs. We've got like a studio and equipment and like stuff. And like social media is buzzing. So yeah, man, we've come a long way from there. We have really come a long way from where we started out. But yeah,
it is good. I see, like, you've been in the industry for...
I'm like, yes, I've been in the radio industry for 7 years. This is me feeling very accomplished. So, okay, wait. Let's talk about you. How did you get into podcasting?
Okay, first, a friend of mine that went to high school with, Deborah. So, like, she did, I think, 2 shows. And with Sandra, yeah. I think that was the first 2 shows that I listened to. And they spoke about, like, you know, relationships, dating, and all that. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the whole recording, and I was like, wait, how do you get into this? Then she told me that it's a church that does it. And I was like, okay, I'm not part of the church. Like, what should I do? Should I join the church because I want to do radio? And she's like, no, just shoot your shot, man. You know, just apply. Then I applied. Something happened. Then I lost, like, communication with Kayla. And then I came back again. sorted out my phone and everything, and then got the interview, and then I was in.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. Can I tell you, I used to do the love show, like, by myself for a very long time. And I was tired. I was so tired. I felt like the conversation was so one-sided. And I kept telling, like, our producer that, listen, who's Kayla? If we mention Kayla, that's our producer. So, or the CEO of Active FM, you know, something bougie like that. So I kept saying to her, like, I need somebody to record with, and it needs to be a guy. Because two girls, it'll just be the two of us complaining about men, really. And I was just like, no, I need someone. And like, lo and behold, she was always like, no, you know, like, you do a great job on your own, girl. Like, you got this. You, lo and behold, she's already putting in the plans to get me a co-host. So finally, and I didn't want, here's the thing. I didn't know, like, what exactly I wanted, because I didn't want, I wanted a guy co-host so that we can have the male point of view as well. But I also didn't want awkward moments. You know what I mean? Now people see you and they're like, eh. So I didn't want, like, those awkward, and I didn't want anyone shooting shots or being funny. Like, just strange. And then she said, no, we found you a co-host, and I was just like, who is it? And then she said Lindeni, and I pronounced your name so wrong. The way she said Lindeni, like, I was gonna know who you were. But anyway, everything, I think you did the interview, everything was confirmed, and then we met, and then we did our first podcast. Do you remember what that was?
I actually can't remember the first show. Like, wait, it's been like 2 years, I think, since we did that.
It's been 2 years we've been co-hosted! Another accomplishment. Excuse me.
Been a while.
While I enjoy this moment. Like, who else has been the same co-host for 2 years? I just gotta say, man, you're the best co-host in town. You're the best co-host in the country. Oh, don't mention it. So that is how we got started doing Active FM. Some of us started a very long time ago. Some of us started also a very long time ago. Yeah, man. What was your first impression of me? I would like to know what your first impression.
I remember, like, the first time that you called me, I was actually doing, like, an extra set, which basically there was a short film that was being worked on, and I was an extra. And then it was just, like, lunchtime, and then you called me and said, hey, let's just talk about this thing, some topics, I want to get to know you. And I was really shy, and I'm like, why is she talking so much? Because she doesn't know me, I don't know her. And, like, you know, for you to call me on the first time like that, I was like, I don't know what to say. And I hope I impress you as in, like, your co-host, and then it's going to work well. And there was no awkward moments. I was like, okay, she's open-minded, she's free, and very bubbly. That's what I remember.
Oh, why, thank you. I did not know what to expect, hey, having a co-host. Because I had wanted a co-host for so long. Now that I had a co-host, I was like...
like a dream came true.
Yeah, no, but now, what do you do with the... Now I was like, what do you do with the co-host? I was like, okay, let me call him up. Let's start planning our shows. Let's start somewhere. Yeah, but it was pretty, pretty good. What are the upsides of our industry? And I don't know, what can we say to people who maybe want to get into podcasting? Like, we got into podcasting. I love it.
Yeah, that's like, I think that's like the advice that everyone gives anyone, basically. You just start with what you have. I mean, I had no experience. I had never done any public speaking or anything like that. And I'm really shy as a person. But when you get to know me, I'm like, you know what? Let me be free, you know, let me start chatting up, let me start writing a bit of a script as well, get some ideas. So, because you might be there at home and thinking, I want to start this, what can I talk about? Like, find something that's interesting to you that you can go on and on about, because people need to find a topic that they like. So, like, spend time on something that you really like talking about, and that's when the podcast can grow and you can have more ideas basically on it. Because some people just do it because it's just podcast, you know, let me just find a topic, and then you find that you don't really like that thing, then you obviously gonna run out of batteries basically.
Yeah, I think definitely pick a topic that you are passionate about and that you are interested in. I have a big mouth, so hey man, talking about love and all that kind of business, that is right up my alley, I guess. Yeah, so. And love is so broad. You can talk about, like, a lot of things, from finances to fashion to a lot with the live show. So if you want to get into podcasting, definitely find the content that you would like to talk about and make sure it's relevant, make sure it's interesting, and just start then. But also maybe just, you could also just apply to be a presenter on Active FM. Applications are still open, by the way. We've been in the business and applications are still open. So let us know. Yeah. Podcasting. I think it, what are the downsides? We would love some young and fresh talents. I think what are the upsides and the downsides of being a podcast? Obviously, before we go into the actual why we're actually here, or you're actually going to see a show, what it looks like, what it would sound like. Okay, it's complicated, but you're actually going to see us do a show. But what are the upsides and downsides of podcasting for you?
I think the upsides is the fact that, like, after your recording, basically anyone can just like go and download it, or they can listen to it online. It's like there. So if you missed it, like, you're always going to find it there on our shows. On our websites, you're going to find it on social media as well with the posts. The downside, I would say, is if, let's just say, you're having a sore throat or you're not feeling well, then you can't record, obviously. That's the thing. So you need to have an active voice. That would be a downside for me.
I think an upside of podcasting is that if you're a camera shy, like someone else, we know, we won't mention any names. Sorry, that's just a cough. If you're a camera shy, but you would like to get into entertainment and get your voice, I'm just throwing the shade. I mean, not the shade. I mean, I can explain, but maybe not. Maybe next week I'll explain. The upside is that if you're camera shy, then you can really get your voice out there, and your voice doesn't have to be in a your face doesn't have to be there. And yeah, I think it's cool, and I think it's kind of funny, and it's fun for people to guess what you would look like or guess what you would sound like. So a funny scenario, I have some girls that were listening to my podcast, and they were listening to the podcast, and then like how do I even know her? At the beginning, I don't know. I can't remember. But like, we were talking, we're in communication, but she'd never seen a photo of me. I think maybe because she never WhatsApped me before or something. And I said, hey, no, I'll send you something on WhatsApp, and then you can have a look at it there. And then she saw my profile picture, and she asked me if I was black, because in her head, I was white. Just listening to my voice. So it's kind of, it's like, it's fun for people to guess who you are or what you look like. They can obviously just look at my social media. Yeah, so that's the fun side of podcasting. A downside of podcasting is that it's not as popular as YouTubing, for example, these days. So a lot more people in the world are getting into podcasting or are listening to podcasts, but it's not as popular, and it's growing in popularity, but it's not as big as like video feeding and so on. But funny enough, I am also a YouTuber on Active TV, and my podcast, maybe it's because it's been around for so long, you know, like we've built the listener base a bit. I get way more clout on my podcast than I do on my YouTube, if it makes sense. Like, there's more people listening to my podcast than there are people watching on YouTube. Although I promote the YouTube and promote the podcast, like, but there's more people on the podcast. I think it's because of, over time, we've built up that, you know, the base. We've built up the base quite well. Yeah, so I think maybe that's why. So those are the upsides and the downsides. So if you want to get into podcasting, just know that there's not a lot of people in right now. Well, it's not like YouTube, where like every second person is a YouTuber. It's not like, so if you want to get in now, get your experience in now, because it's going to blow up. And when it blows up, you want to be there and have gotten your experience in the beginning, have done your things in the beginning. And yeah, you did. So I guess that's us in podcasting. Mm-hmm. All right. So.
Yeah. And we get to reach people's homes. I mean,
yeah,
that's the upside as well for podcasting.
Yeah. You're right in someone's ear. So you literally are like right in, yeah, they're listening to you in your ear. And it's also such a privilege. I think for everyone that listens to our shows, I just want to say we're really grateful for you listening to our shows, because it's such a huge honor that you take time out of your day to listen to me. and not everybody is listened to for whatever the reasons may be. And so people actually, like, they listen to me. They want to hear my voice. They want to hear what I'm saying. And we really want to appreciate all our listeners. Thank you so much. Yeah. Y'all are the boss. Y'all are the best. So we want to thank all our listeners. And if you're watching this live, you're looking at me too. You're doing a good job. You are. You should get an award for participation. Yeah, man. Okay, so, as promised, we're going to be doing an Active FM show for you. This is just like the live version, so you at least get to see our expressions when we're talking in those Active FM shows. Alright, so you guys ready? Nindeni, you ready? Okay, so we're going to do the countdown in 3, 2, 1. Active FM, Christ music is hot music. This is Jamie Musadi, and I'm not alone.
Yeah, you and Lindeni are long awaited.
Mm-hmm. And we have a juicy topic for you today. Today we are playing Never Have I Ever. So Lindeni and I are going to pose a Never Have I Ever question. And because we're Christians, we don't drink. Well, we drink water and like non-alcoholic things. But like the rest of the alcoholic things, that's not... We don't play like that, right? So we're gonna pose a question, never have I ever, and both of us will have to answer. So don't be out here, Nindeni, getting excited and asking very difficult things that you can't answer. Okay, so we're gonna be playing Never Have I Ever. So would you like to go first? I feel like I'm not ready.
Okay, let me start.
Oh no.
Hey, look, this was always gonna be interesting. Okay. Never have I ever sold out my best friend on their partner.
Like, what do you mean, sold out?
So let's just say your friend was lying to their partner about something. They made you angry, and then you feel like, you know what? Or even though they didn't make you angry, they just, like, you know, they did something wrong, and you feel like it's good for them to be out in the open about it.
That's like, okay, let me explain. I'm going to say no, I have never. But this one time in primary school, whenever, for South Africans, you guys know what one day means. But for our international viewers at this point, because you know you're viewing us, not just listening. For our international viewers, we often start a story with saying one day. It's a South African thing. So one day. So I had a friend, and she had this huge crush on one of the guys in the schools. Like, the crush was huge. And, like, there were these other girls who were sort of, like, bullies. They were, like, the big girls that, yeah, they were bullies, basically. And I can remember, I don't know why I thought it would make sense, but they came to me, and they wanted to do something to my friend. And my friend as well was a bit of a bully. She was kind of like the friend that kind of bullies you to do things and like makes you feel like she was a bit of a toxic friend. But this was like in like primary school, even like late primary school. So they said to me that you need to give us collateral. So you need to tell us something or do something so that, like, I don't know, if we don't come for you or that we won't come for her or they won't come for someone. So I gave them the collateral that she's got a crush on this person. And the moment the words left my lips, they ran straight to that guy. They, you know, like a straight line, not even no cutting corners, nothing. And they spilt the beans. And you know what the worst part? When I realized, I ran to my friend. I'm like, I'm so sorry. This just happened. I told them and then this. She wasn't even angry. She was just like, whatever comes now. She was, I think she was more scared of the other girls. So it was like, this is a mess. But, and then, yeah, they told her. Then, you know how it's just so dumb, but this guy calls her. Then he tells these girls to go and fetch her. So these girls go and fetch her. But they make a big thing about it because they've told like the whole school by now. And so now, this guy says, okay, I'm going to be on the field because he used to be a soccer player. So he said, I'm going to be on the field. She must come find me there. So I go with her, head hanging in shame. And this guy, in front of like this whole group of people, because everyone was like gathered to hear what is going to happen, he basically tells her off, like, I'm not interested in you, I never liked you, I'm just like, we can be friends, but I'm not like, I'm not into you like that. Like, that was his whole thing. Like, I'm not really into you, I'm like, whatever. So he had his whole, he had his, he said his piece, and then she was like, cool, and then we left. I felt so bad. So that's the one time I kind of just snitched on a friend. Yeah.
Wow.
Have you?
Wait, have I ever snitched?
Yeah, have you ever snitched? Like, on a friend?
No, no, no. Not on a friend. The guy wasn't... Okay, I'll tell you the story. It was in high school. The guy wasn't my friend, but then we liked the same girl. So he told me about his crush on her and all that. I don't even know how we got close. So then he tells me the whole story. He writes down and then he saw that me and her were like close. So then he's asking her for advice. So he thinks that I'm just a friend. Meanwhile, I also like the same girl. And then he's like, okay, cool. Let me write this message. Give me some pointers and all that. He gets it down. He gives it to her. She ignores him. And then I go to her as well and tell her that, look, I know that he might have told you that I helped him, but basically I didn't want to help him. You understand? Because I didn't want to like kind of, close just off like my opportunity of getting a girl because it would seem like I was not interested. Exactly, exactly. Because it's like, wait, you like me, but then you helped another guy get me. So explain yourself. I did that. Unfortunately, I didn't get the girl either way. None of us did. But then I was kind of like in a better spot because I still remained her friend. So
you see, this is my thing with guys and girls being friends. When guys and girls are like proper friends, you know, I like, I don't know. If anyone had to ask me, I would say like the only guy friend, if I like have a guy friend, would probably be you, because like I talk to you, obviously we do the shows and stuff, and in betweens we put together our topics, put together our conversations. If there's anyone I ever like really talk to that's a guy, it's like it's you. And then there's the people I work with, you know, like I don't know, I guess you count as a work friend actually. But this thing with guys and girls being friends, there's always that guy. It's always that girl. That's like the friend, but they're not really the friend, you know? They're just in the friend zone, but they want to get out of the friend zone. Those ones, dangerous to relationships. Now, y'all can say what you want about me and my opinion. At the end of the day, it is my opinion, but it's also a fact. I mean, yeah, because you know who's going to ask when he has issues with you? His girlfriend. Who's not really his girlfriend, because you're his girlfriend, but she's the female friend. So we just changed the word to make it simple. Nah. No. Mm-mm. We never trust female friends, believe me. The girl can say, oh no, no, like, he doesn't make me insecure, or she doesn't make me insecure, oh, I'm not insecure with her. A guy with female friends, the girl's got her eye like this, just to make sure. Every time. I think guys are the same as well. They always... And these guy friends, like Lintani, I'm just saying, I mean, we heard his story, guys. We heard his story. They're always trying to sneak into that relationship. I'm telling you. Watch. Open your eyes. If a guy just genuinely hangs out with you, for just hang out with you.
That was in my friend yesterday. I did what I had
to. Yeah, you're calling it what you had to. You're calling it, I did what I had to. I'm just saying. But anyway, okay.
When the situation is like that, you know, you need to make a decision.
Here's one. Never have I ever changed myself to like please someone or to impress someone I'm interested in.
Yeah, I have. Okay, cool. Oh, like it was like it's an old story though. Okay, so she basically liked guys that were like not uptight. So she wanted a guy that was basically into parties and doing all of that stuff. I didn't drink though. I did not. So then we would obviously be talking and she'd be like, wait, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, no, there's a party at my cousin's house. I'm going to do this and that. Then, oh, okay, cool. So you sound like a fun person. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I actually am, because that's what she said. You sound like you're a fun person. Then she's like, guys are always boring because sometimes they play soccer or they chill at home. They don't go out. They don't do the fun things. And I'm like, I'm into this person. So to keep this going, I need to tell her that almost every weekend I'm out. At that time, I'm just like lying. I'm just like, I'm at home. And I make sure that I don't even log in on Mixit, because that's what we're using for social media at that time. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm just going to be at a party the whole night, so I'm not going to log in. log in tomorrow. Oh, you put the away or busy status just to look like, you know, you're busy. And yeah, that's basically how it went.
So wait, you would be sitting at home and you'd be like, hey, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Out at a party or anything. I'm just like, I'm at home watching TV, playing games or something. And I just put the busy notification on Mixer and just say, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. I can confess that I've also done like the same thing. Not necessarily saying I'm out when I'm inside. It just wasn't the thing for me. I haven't tried that one because I thought, hey, what if they see that? Hey, I'm not at that party. But anyway, that's very funny. But hey, big ups on you. So what happened was that, like, I was very insecure. And so, like, I felt as if I had to do something or not do something in order for someone to like me and to stay liking me. And if they liked me at first, I would automatically think, like, how long is it going to take before they're disappointed in me or before they don't like me anymore or because before they really get to know me and they're like, she isn't that cute. So, I would accept things in a relationship that are just unacceptable. That I would never accept now. You would never. But, like, this guy would be late. He would be, he wouldn't reply back if I texted him. In those days, I used to text. You know, guys, I've got a no texting policy now. But then when I did have a texting policy, he would reply when he wanted to, like, whenever. And I'd be hanging on to my phone for, like, when he replied. And I'd reply immediately, and then he'd be, like, taking his time. So that kind of attitude, and then, like, not pitching when you're supposed to pitch. And then he also wouldn't introduce me, to, like, to his friends as his girlfriend or anyone, actually. I didn't know who he hangs out with or where this guy goes. I only ever see him when he's with me. And then it's alone, like that. Like, you never, he doesn't go, this is my girl, or like anything like that. It was just like, I would never accept that nonsense.
Just that person on the side.
Yeah, but like, I was treated very badly. And like, you know what I mean? It's, he would come late. He would not come. He would break promises. Like, you know, it was almost like he was doing me a favor by dating me. That's how I was treated. But I accepted that because I felt as if, well, if I complain, I might lose him completely. And then he'll just dump me and then I'll be alone. If only I knew then being alone is nice. Oh, it's so good. I enjoy it so much.
With what you're saying, it kind of reminds me of that meme. You know the meme where it's like, where there's a clown and then it says, I text back. Like the minute you text me and then I keep holding onto my phone whenever you text me after 5 days or hours later and I'm still just a clown basically. Like you don't see my value because people actually do that at times in relationships and you're like, you know, when that person is gone, you get someone different that's not even probably going to text you. Someone that's going to lie to you about replying to messages and you're like, I used to be that person and karma hits. You know, the way you treated your previous partner, you might get treated like that in the next one.
And this time it's because your feelings are invested. Now you're invested and this person treats you like that. And yeah, it's just, I don't know what was wrong with me. But I kind of liked guys that had this, I think, I didn't understand it. So you know how guys rate girls? We know y'all do that.
Yeah, I'm listening.
We know how guys rate girls. It's not just the out of 10 thing. You know, she's a 5 out of 10, she's a 10 out of 10, she's an 8 out of 10. Y'all do more than that. There's a girl that you consider, okay, maybe not you, Nindeni, but guys consider cheap. And there's a girl that guys like respect. You know what I mean? Sometimes they respect you so much, they're not just going to come and play around with you and like, you know, try to get you because they know that, hey, that's a level that I'm just not on. If you know what I mean. So like there's that, you know, and then there's a, like they kind of got this, they know like, okay, this girl is up here. And she's not down here. She's not the, I can't just get her any day anyhow. So, okay, you know what I mean, that thing. Girls also rate guys the same. Maybe not by the same characters or principles or the same attributes. But girls also know which guys are, like, just easy. Listen, to get you is a text message away. It really is. And it's nothing even sexual. It's just a hey. Ah! Got him. Just like that. There's some guys we know. Like, it's just... It's that easy. I just gotta reply to your status and go, haha. And then, the conversation starts before you like this in my hands. Hmm? There's those guys that we know we can just catch them easy like that. And then there's those guys that like they are just they know who they are. They've got that about them. You know, they've got, it's not arrogance, but it's a confidence, and the confidence is not arrogance. And I used to confuse that confidence for arrogance. So I often went for guys, or I was attracted to guys that were arrogant. Hey, did I suffer? Hey, did I suffer? But you know, there's those guys that they don't need, when guys step into the picture and they want girls' attention, we can smell it from far. We can smell it like a rat, like a dead rat. Like, you can see it if he steps into the picture. And even if he's good looking and he just wants the female, he wants attention, girls can see that from far. I mean, I think guys can see when girls just want attention from far. But then you see these guys that are, they're just so nice looking, they're so nice everything, and he's not being rude, but he's not running after your attention either. That just takes you up a notch being attractive, I'm telling you. And it makes you expensive. You're no longer cheap. You're no longer the guy just, hey, and then he's like, what's up? And then for the next 6 weeks, I know I can just swirl you around. So if you want some guy advice, Nim, you need to know who you is. People are always trying to get a discount on you. People are always trying to cheapen you. And you've got to know your worth. You've got to know your worth. So, yeah, man. Definitely one of those things there. So, I always was attracted to these guys. They were just terrible. They acted like they were doing me a favor by dating me. Really. And I'm just like, I'm glad I realize it now. But had I known it then, things would have been different. I wouldn't have wasted my time. And sometimes my friends would tell me, like, no, this guy treats you like rubbish. He said what? He said when? And he didn't pitch? And the one time, like, my friend's boyfriend, we were supposed to go to a party with him. It was like a birthday party with the family or something like that. And he was supposed to pick up my friend at 7 o'clock or whatever with me, because I was supposed to go with her. Because her mom was like, no, you can't go alone. You need to go with Jamie. So we're going to go together. And then he just didn't pitch. He wasn't answering his phone. And I remember my friend's sister was like, no. But then, you know these arrogant guys who think they're the bomb. So my friend's sister was like, can you imagine? And we were, at that point, we were chasing after these stupid guys. But anyway, so like, she says to me and my friend, I almost said her name, oh my goodness. She says to me and my friend, she's like, are you guys still dressed? She's like, if it was me, I would have undressed, taken off my makeup, put my hair up in a bun, gotten in my pajamas the moment he was 5 minutes late and didn't answer his phone. If he gets here at whatever time, 5:30, and he says, no, let's go, I'm telling him I'm not going, because if you want me to go anywhere with you, you're going to respect my time. And that's something I didn't listen to when she said it, but like now I'm like, yeah, definitely. If you want me to do anything with you, you're going to respect my time. It's time I won't get back. It's time I can never have back with family members I've lost that I'm giving to you. So you're going to respect my time. If you're going to be even 2 minutes late and you don't phone me and you don't answer your phone, unless you've been in an accident, okay, I might give you up to like 5 or 10 minutes at max, depends how much I love you. But like, really, you don't respect my time. I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Remember I told you about the thing I had where this girl was late by 2 hours and she told me that she had to go to the salon and fix herself, and I'm like,
also, I can understand that one, Jim.
Like, I couldn't. No, like, that was a big turnoff for me. So I forgave her the first time. Like, you know what? You're late. It's okay. The second time I'm meeting with her, she's with her cousins and whoever, and I'm just waiting outside the complex. And I'm like, are we meeting up? Are we chilling? What's happening? And now it's just so awkward because we're not even dating, but now I'm getting to meet your family. And, you know, there's that thing that girls don't realize at times. I'm not saying that I'm that type of guy now. It happened a long time ago, but then don't be too quick to introduce a guy to your family. Sometimes it's a red flag. You would turn off the guy and he's not going to be into you. Even as a guy, don't introduce the girl to your family immediately. You know, take things slow. But then don't. I feel like some people will rush certain things and then it doesn't really work. And then now you're going to start over again. I mean, how many girls or guys are you going to introduce to your family if you just like on the first date or the second date, just telling them about them?
Okay, like, but
it was just that thing.
Okay. I understand you don't introduce like everybody to your family. But if you're that many that you'd be embarrassed to introduce all of them to your family, like, I don't know how else to put this. But you're kind of, are you not getting around, you know? Are you not doing the most? Are you, you know? I don't know how else to put it out there. Are you not, like, traveling a little bit? No? Okay, but that you don't belong to the streets.
You belong to the streets. If you're that type of person, then you belong to the streets, of course. Because I don't know how so many people get to date more than, let's just say, I don't know, in a year. Let's just say in a year, you date 2 or 3 people. That's understandable. But there's people that are like 10 relationships every year. There's someone different. It's like they never run out of partners to find. It's like anywhere they've got a guy waiting for them or a girl waiting outside. It just shocks me sometimes.
Yeah, no. I've heard of people that can't be single. So they are often dating and in situationships. So if you don't know what a situationship is, so I don't know whether it's just South Africans that use this term or whether it's like an international thing. This whole thing of a situationship. Okay, wait, I don't like my hair like that. I'm putting it back. Are we the only ones who use that term, situationship? It's just us, right? A situationship. The things that are South African these days. Let me explain to you, for our international viewers, what a situationship is. A situationship is a relationship that is not a relationship. Like, you guys aren't friends, but you aren't in a relationship either. But you sort of are in a relationship. It's a messy situation. That is a situationship. Like, yeah, sometimes the friends with benefits might be physical and sometimes it might just be emotional. Like friends with benefits, you know? Like there's definitely flirting that's happening, but you're not in a relationship and you guys are not sure whether you're official or you're not official or like what the deal is, or you might even be seeing someone else and then you are in a situationship. So these are situationships that are happening. How did we get on the topic of situationships again?
I'm not even sure now because we just went to it. Look, I'm not going to say we need to admit it now or anything, but you might be dating someone, right? But there's always the person of the opposite gender that you would confide in more than your partner. Or there's people that call the opposite gender, like, you know, bestie and all that, and they chatting up at midnight, calling each other to have. You just, not saying that you guys are intimate or anything, but you are, you know, having that bond together. You just don't know it yet, or you're not noticing it.
That is what we call a situationship. Situationships are dangerous. They are very dangerous. Yeah, but anyway, what were we talking about? We're playing Never Have I Ever, right? And we were talking about tolerating, like, certain behaviors from other people. Yeah, okay, cool. Well, what's your Never Have I Ever? What's your next Never Have I Ever?
Let me see. Never Have I Ever ditched a guy that was dating now for someone else.
I was a very bad person in high school, man.
So you did it. You did it, Jamie. Wow. What happened? Tell me, what happened?
I feel like these are the confessions. So, I was dating someone who was nice. And, you know, I'd known him for some time. And we were, like, cool together and everything. And how I knew him was that I had my best friend who had another guy friend. But for some reason, this guy friend was like guy friend, which is very, very rare, but I wouldn't play that game anymore. This other guy friend and I as well became friends. So like the three of us are friends and we don't really hang out together, but sometimes we do hang out together. And we started going to church together. Now this guy friend had another friend. So it's my friend introduced me to a friend who introduced me to a friend. Makes sense. So this guy friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend is this. So, okay. So I finally meet his guy friend. His other guy friend is much older than him by like 5 years or something like that. And he was like a year or two younger than me, or maybe 2 years younger than me or 3 or something. But like the group was getting along quite well, and this older guy friend that he had was more like a mentor to him, and the one person that could keep him in line. So his mother wouldn't like allow him to go out late at night, and he was a dancer, so he was really really good at what he does. So he wouldn't be allowed to go and hang out at night unless this other older guy was with him, because his mother trusted the older guy. So this older guy was a brother from church. Brothers from church, let me warn you about girls like I used to be. Those girls look sweet. They look kind. They say all the right things. But will she destroy you finished? Let me tell you how I destroyed this guy, but not finished. It was so bad. So, I was like not really saved. I was going to church, because that's what I knew was the good thing to do, the right thing to do. But I wasn't really like invested in Christ. I wasn't serious about God at all, actually. I was just going to church for the social, and because like if ever God asked me, I'd be like, you saw me, right? You know what I mean? And also it was like the good thing to do. It was what we did. So we went to church. So me and all my friends, and they were the ones who introduced us to the church they used to go to. So we'd walk. Ah! And we'd go to this youth group, and like the four or five of us would like hang out with us. And then the older guy expressed interest in me, and now me not knowing my worth was like, yeah, cool, let's go for it. And this guy was properly churched. He wasn't like the rest of us that were going to church for the social. He was the church drummer. Not really, but he was respected amongst the youth, you know. They knew that this guy was a solid dude. So, we started dating. We only dated like for a month. And then I kind of got bored, because he wasn't like the other guys that were arrogant and exciting and doing like things, you know what I mean. He sort of ran after me, and because in my head I was like, I wasn't used to that. I normally ran after the guy. So what then happens is that I kind of got bored. Another guy came along that was a bad boy, and I left this guy to date that guy, because I thought he was leaving his girlfriend to date me. He never left his girlfriend. I became the side chick.
On the side.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's sad.
So
yeah. That's how that story went down. And to make the story worse, his girlfriend was friends with another group of my friends. They went to school together, and she was like part of their clique at school. So I couldn't tell them that I was dating this guy, and I discovered this much later that, wait, actually, this guy is dating that girl, and I thought they'd broken up, but he obviously lied to me. He didn't break up with her for me. So, we went to this party, and then I saw him with her, holding hands. Everybody knew this was this guy's girlfriend. And that's when I realized why he was so quiet about our relationship. And that's how I realized I was definitely the side chick. And that night he ignored me. He was just going around with her, and he acted like I didn't exist. So that's when I realized I'm not going to do this anymore. And that was the end of whenever I ever side chicked ever. So yeah, that is what went down. But yeah, we're about to close off the show. Thank you so much for joining us and for watching us for once. Lindeni, any last words?
I think just don't be on the side. Don't be on the side. I think
that is so shady.
And it's one of the things.
Don't be on the side. Oh my!
I'm just saying.
You're planting trees. Don't be on the side. That's his last words. Don't be on the side.
Look. I'm just saying that like there's this red flag that people don't notice, that if you date a person and they are, let's keep it on the low for now, I'm not ready to be out there because people talk about relationships, I don't want the church to know, I think you should just like break off with that person, because anyone that loves you will just like cherish you. They would want to show you off, basically. I'm not saying that you need to be posted on WhatsApp or Facebook.
No, you do. To buy
you. You don't have to.
No, but you need to be posted.
No, not always, Jimmy, not always. But, like, you just be out in the open with your partner, basically.
don't hide it. If they're hiding the relationship, then you know that there's someone else or there's something that they just like doing on the side.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a red flag. But from Jamie Musadi, and I was definitely not alone. We're signing out. And don't forget, you can catch us on www.actfm.co.za. We're also on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're practically everywhere. And now you can also catch us on YouTube. And the last thing is that don't forget our social media at ActiveFM777. But we are signing out. Peace out.
And God bless.
Goodbye.
Active FM radio has never been better.
I'm sorry.